We're talking about the Parakei Dam, Mishnah Beis, Balo Lishaleach, the Tzipor HaChai. We had in the previous Mishnah the process that is done to be with Taher a Mitzora. A Mitzora had a Nega, which is now a heel. He had a prophet to be retiring him. Two birds are bought. One bird is shachted. And then the living bird would be dipped into the mixture of water and blood and sprinkled on the Mitzora. And afterward, that bird would be sent away by the Kohen. And the Mishnah tells him, the Kohen would come to send away the living bird. In a hofel pana of loliyat, v'lo le'ir, v'lo le'midbar. When the Kohen sent away the bird, he would not turn towards the sea. If the city that the Mitzora lives in is near the sea, the Kohen would not turn towards the sea to send away the bird to the sea. Nor would he stand outside the city and turn towards the city and send away the bird towards the city. And if the city was near a midbar desert, the Kohen would not turn towards the desert to send away the bird towards the desert. Shenemar v'shilach v'tzipor achaya el michutz le'ir el pnei ha'sadeh. This is learned out from the pasuk, and the pasuk says that the living bird would be sent outside the city towards the open fields. So the Kohen would stand on the edge of the city and send away the bird outside of the city toward the fields that are outside of the city. After the Kohen sent away the living bird, he would then come to shave the Mitzora, and the Mitzora would shave all of his body here. He would take a razor over all of his flesh to remove all of the hair on his body. And he would then wash his clothes. His clothes would be washed by immersing it in a mikvah. And after that, the Mitzora would immerse himself into the mikvah. After he immerses himself in a mikvah, he is now tar from being mitame by entering a house. As a Mitzora, when he enters the house, is mitame the contents of the house. But now that he has been tovo, he no longer is mitame b'bia. And so too is no longer mitame b'mishka v'maisha by the Mitzora. When he sits down or lies down on something, his mitame, the thing that he sat down on, even if he didn't come into contact with it. But now that he has been tovo, he's no longer mitame b'mishka v'maisha. Instead, it's only matame like a sheret. It's matame b'maga, but not b'masa. He'd be matame an object or a person that he came into contact with, but it's only matame b'maga by touching, and not b'masa, not by carrying. Nichnas l'frem minachoma, and now that he has been tovel, he also can enter inside a walled city. As until now, the Mitzora was sent outside the city, cannot enter within the confines of the city, but now that he has been tovel, he can enter within the walled city. Even though he can enter the city, but is still excommunicated from his house for 7 days, as it is forbidden for him to have relations with his wife. He can enter the city, but for 7 days he cannot have relations with his wife. Second, the Gan Parakei Dam, Mishnah Gimel. B'yom Hashvi Megaleach Tiglach Hashniya Kitiglach HaRishon. 7 days after the process that we mentioned in the previous two Mishnahs, he would shave his hair again, and when he shaved his hair for the second time, he would do it the same way that he shaved it the first time. He would take a razor and shave off all the hair of his body. Kibes begadav vitava. After he shaves his hair, he would then wash his clothing for the second time by immersing it in a mikvah. And he would then immerse himself into a mikvah for the second time. Tahar milatame kesheret barehu tvuyo. After he immerses himself in a mikvah for the second time, he is now tar from being mitame like a sheret. As until now, he was mitame in the same way that a sheret is mitame. Is mitame people and objects by touching them. Even though after he immersed himself the first time, 7 days previously, he was no longer mitame bibia, he was not mitame like a mitzora, who is mitame the objects of a house that he entered. But he was mitame like a sheret, who is mitame objects bimago, by touching it. But now that he has immersed himself in a mikvah for the second time, he is no longer mitame like a sheret. Instead, he has a din of a tvul yom, of somebody who has immersed himself in a mikvah and nightfall has not yet arrived, that is not mitame object. His only mitame truma and kachim. If he touches truma and kachim, the truma and kachim would become puzzle. But it would not be mitame anything else. Oichal b'maiser. Even though he's a tefuyom yom, he can eat maiser sheni. Even before nightfall, he's allowed to eat maiser sheni. Harav shinso ochal b'truma. When nightfall arrives, then he would be allowed to eat truma. As truma he cannot eat until nightfall, like we mentioned, that until nightfall, he would puzzle truma if he touches it. But now that nightfall has arrived, he is allowed to eat truma, but he can't eat kachim yet until he brings his kaparas the next day. Hevi kaparaso ochal b'kachim. When he brings his kapara the next day, meaning when he brings his kaparas, the kaparas are a kapara for the mitzora. After he brings his kaparas, then he would be allowed to eat kachim. Nimsu gimel taras b'mitzayra u gimel taras b'yolet. So it turns out that there are three stages in the tara of a mitzvah. The three stages that are mentioned here in this Mishnah. That after he immerses himself for the second time, he had a din of its full yom. And if he touches truma and kachim, he would possle them. That's the first stage. It's allowed to eat meister sheni after he immerses himself in the mikvah, just he cannot eat truma and kachim. And the second stage is, when nightfall arrives, that he is allowed to eat truma. But he can't eat kachim yet, since he did not yet bring his kabbanas. And the third stage is, that after he brings his kabbanas the next day, he is allowed to eat kachim. Even though there actually is a fourth stage that we mentioned previously. The first time he immersed himself in a mikvah, he's no longer mitame bibia, nor is he mitame mishkav and moshe. This was mentioned in the previous mission. But that stage is not counted. And since he was still mitame like isherek, we can't say that is one of the stages of the tara of the mitzvah, since he's not actually tara, he's actually mitame b'sherek, as opposed to when he becomes a full yom, he's no longer tame, he only passes truma and kachin, so therefore, that is considered the first stage of the tara of the mitzvah. And the mission tells us so too. There are three stages in the Tara of the Yoledet, the woman that gave birth. When she immerses herself in the mikvah, she can eat Ma'aser Sheni, and at nightfall, she can eat Truma, and after she brings her Kabanos, she can eat Kachim. The Yoledet, the woman that had given birth, has the same three stages as the Mitzvah, and before she speaks out, so too a Zav, and Zava also has the same three stages as the Yoledet, as the Zav and Zava also bring Kabanos, just like the Yoledet.